Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Welcome to the show. This is Get the Funk Out. If you're not familiar with this show, I'm Janine. I've been here, I can't believe I've been at the station since 2007. I started as a DJ, and 2011 I started this show, Get the Funk Out. If you're not familiar, you can visit the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And you can visit our complete schedule at kuci.org, all our public affairs programming, music shows, incredible eclectic mix of talent here at KUCI, and our socials are KUCI FM. All right, standing by to join me is Professor Richard Matthew. He's professor of urban planning and public policy and director of the UCI Bloom Center for Poverty Alleviation. He's here to share details about the Drake Gives nonprofit, which has contributed $1.5 million to UC Irvine's Power of Music initiative, leveraging music for social good. And he's joining us now. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You were on my show a while ago. I think it was right after the pandemic. And welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So I saw the press release about this incredible initiative. Could you tell us about Drake Gives?
Sure. Drake Gives is a philanthropic organization founded by Alec Glasser. He's a philanthropist in Orange County who also runs the Drake Restaurant.
Okay.
And he's a big supporter of music.
And I know originally he has a backstory of being a native New Yorker.
That's right. He started at the Drake in New York, mm-hmm. working in the hotel some 60 years ago or so when he was about 17 or 18. And he worked the elevator there and sort of was enamored of the live music that they had every night in the hotel, and ended up working there each summer as he went through college. And it credits that to, you know, his desire years later, after he'd had a very successful career in business, to sort of set up his own restaurant with live music each night in Laguna Beach.
That's fantastic. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, it's a great restaurant. Great food, great music.
So tell me about this initiative, because this is incredible amount of money, and this initiative is going to really make a lot of impact.
I think so. I mean, it builds on two things. It builds on a growing body of research that shows that music confers enormous benefits on for individuals. It's linked to better health, better mental health. It's linked to sort of self-esteem. It's critical to sort of identity formation. Plays a very important role for everybody, but especially for younger people as their brains are still developing. It contributes strongly to neurological development. It helps people acquire better creative skills, problem-solving skills, improvisation skills, memory skills, especially if they're really deeply engaged in music. And it also has a very important social role.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's celebration at a wedding, or mourning at a funeral, whether it's a sports event, entertainment, concert, it brings people together, protest in a variety of ways. We know that it contributes to things like healing. It seems to speed up healing,
mm-hmm.
And reduce anxiety and build self-esteem. So it confers immediate benefits and confers social benefits, but we have tended in our society to sort of marginalize it, to push it out of the educational system, especially in college and university,
yeah.
which is really the time when music can play an incredibly important role in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our goals is to build on that research and center music, or create a space for music at UCI and in Orange County where people can, access and understand its benefits. And the second thing, this builds on work we've been doing for years in three partner sites in Africa, where music has been used to mobilize people in extremely compromised circumstances. We work in two urban slums in Nigeria and Congo and a refugee camp in Kenya. And the music brings people together really remarkably, but we've been able to leverage that not only into sort of producing music. We have a couple of bands that tour now,
mm-hmm.
But also helping people acquire skills that they can sort of use for other purposes. So our sites there include recording studios and concert areas, and the same people who are producing the music have also mapped their areas, built solar energy, built water purification,
fantastic,
built waste management, and so on. So it's sort of music for urban regeneration and sustainable development.
That is fantastic. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Professor Matthew, and there's a brand new initiative that he's part of with the Drake Gives nonprofit, and they've contributed $1.5 million to UC Irvine's Power of Music initiative. I was also reading that they're building, is it radio stations?
Yep, there's a radio station in Port Harcourt at our site there, mm-hmm. Chikoko, and it's actually the area, our partner there is a filmmaker, and he's Nigerian, and one day he was doing a film for Amnesty International, and the area that he was filming in was bulldozed to clear it of people, and the people, they had very, very tough situation.
Yes.
And so the people had very little time to move out to get their possessions. And he asked them, after filming them, what he could do for them. They said, we would like to have our own radio station so we have voice, so we can communicate, so we can
That's
express
great.
Ourselves. So we agreed to build a radio station, and that led to a recording studio, it led to a concert space, it led to experiments in solar energy and water purification, and it sort of expanded now and become a safe and sort of remarkably sustainable part of a very tough urban area in Nigeria.
What an
impact.
It's
now being used as a model, yeah.
That's amazing. When you say we, are you talking about the Drake, or are you talking about UCI and the Drake?
UCI. So UCI okay. was involved in these projects for several years, and the gift from the Drake Initiative is allows us to deepen our engagement in Africa while also building something entirely new in Orange County.
That's great. So I want to talk about, you mentioned this will be new to UCI as far as a music program. So there hasn't mm-hmm. been any kind of music program open to other people that aren't majoring in music?
I mean, there have been different, you know, music is a big part of student life at UCI. There's quite a few groups and so on that are not associated with the music department, and there's lots of students who are associated with the music department. But this initiative is the first one that really sort of focuses on the benefits of music mm-hmm. Based on research, and sort of says we're going to develop curriculum that helps people understand these benefits. We're going to carry out research to confirm some of these benefits, and we're also going to make those students who are doing something like maybe they're working in public health, maybe they're working in engineering,
yes.
we're going to create an opportunity for them to see how what their major is could be sort of, you know, positively impacted by also participating in some sort of musical activity.
Sure.
So it's going to open up some opportunities for students who often don't receive these opportunities at the college level.
That's great. Well, and a lot of times, I know for me, for example, I played guitar when I was younger, and then you get to college and you don't do it. And it's such a stress relief, and it's a mental health outlet, and it's everything.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a story we hear over and over again, that students played an instrument, that they were deeply involved in music throughout up until high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they went to college, they decided, and sometimes their parents encourage them to make this decision, to abandon the music and focus on something that they could see as leading to a career. So focus on public health, focus on engineering, focus on IT. And that's fantastic. That focus is really important. But the cultural side of life, the ability to produce our culture,
mm-hmm.
the ability to sort of, you know, build identity, to build rapport with people, to do something that brings people together across cultural divides and so on, that is also important. And so what we're basically sort of saying is if you're a STEM in the STEM field, that's fantastic. That doesn't mean you need to sort of marginalize or neglect artistic production. There's still a role for that in your life, and it, you know, from a health perspective and a neurological development perspective, it's a big role.
Yes.
So one shouldn't decide that, you know, you're starting college and it's time to give up music. Really, you should do the exact opposite and say, you know, I'm going to continue to make space for my musical instrument.
What comes to mind when you talk about this is also a purpose-driven initiative, where when students get involved in something that's purpose-driven, and I don't have to tell you this, but it does something to them. I mean, it gives you some excitement, some optimism, reason to get out of bed in the morning. Was this initiative also inspired by the fact we were in a pandemic, and what's going on with student mental health?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that more and more research has demonstrated there's connections between musical engagement and mental health. And we know that right now there seems to be a sort of deeply alarming trend in young people, especially towards panic, anxiety, fear, concern, a variety of mental health challenges, which the pandemic may not have initiated. I mean, people were lonely and people were anxious before that.
Yes.
But it certainly amplified.
You bet.
And people are still struggling coming out of the pandemic in a lot of ways. So I think that you know, this does try to respond to something that people are very concerned about, and that is the mental health of American youth.
Definitely.
And youth around the world.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, what are your thoughts on the fact, you know, there's a lot of literature research on social media and how it's been detrimental to mental health? I mean, you can't be playing guitar while looking at your Instagram. Won't work.
I mean, you know, I think that we know for sure that when you're doing something like playing the guitar, playing the piano, it is a workout for your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So you're being forced to learn something. You're being forced to improvise, to concentrate, to develop your memory and so on, to develop your dexterity. So you're working out your brain in a way that is really positive. And you don't tend to get that at all when you're on social media.
No.
Now, does social media contribute to mental health challenges? I mean, I think we still need a little bit more research to determine just how that happens. It seems that there are probably some relationships. There are probably some concerns that are not well supported by evidence, but there are other concerns that are.
Mm-hmm.
It clearly sucks up an awful lot of time that people could be using to do other things which are probably, you know, ultimately more gratifying, more meaningful, more likely to lead to happiness and self-esteem and a sense of self-worth and these sorts of things. So social media doesn't necessarily, you know, provide a great solution to things like loneliness or things like, you know, anxiety, although it might feel like it does.
Yes.
So I think that, yeah, you know, some of the research at UCI suggests that there are ways in which we should be concerned about, you know, extensive use of social media, and there are ways in which we shouldn't be.
Yes.
But I think that we still need to learn about this, learn a little bit more about this.
And thank you for that. I want to mention that what's great, one of the wonderful things that's great about this contribution from the Drake Gives is that a lot of students feel, and I've heard this in the work I'm doing, they feel it's been very hard to be back in person and they are having a hard time connecting with their peers. And so to have this initiative will not only bring, you know, get them involved in something so meaningful, but connect them with new people.
Absolutely. You know, in our refugee camp in Kenya, Kakuma, people were divided because they came from 20 different countries into this camp. And from the perspective of the camp management, it was best to keep them apart, sort of like keeping, you know, rival gangs apart.
Okay.
But what we've discovered is our music program brings them together.
Mm-hmm.
And when you bring them together, you're also starting to create conditions for mutual understanding and building trust. And discovering that the other person is not an adversary, but potentially a collaborator and a friend.
Yes,
I think that the same thing can happen here. You know, our program provides performance opportunities, so students can perform. It provides, you know, we're going to start a curriculum next year, so you can study the benefits of music, and it'll provide an opportunity to attend events as well. We'll hold events on campus, so
wow.
It's going to be in some significant way driven by student interest and student needs and student, you know, aspirations. So I think we'll have in our first listening session to sort of get a sense of what students would like to see in April.
That's great. Oh, this April?
Yep.
Is this open to anyone to attend or just for the students?
This will be open to students to attend. So
okay.
we want to get a sense of where they stand on these issues, what they would like to see, what
That's
would
great.
Excite them, what they think, you know, the campus would benefit from and so on.
Yes.
We've talked to a lot of faculty. We're very excited about the program, and we want to listen to staff. We're also, by the way, deeply involved in community activities.
Okay.
So we're working at relationships across Orange County to bring music especially into the worlds of kids who are relatively disadvantaged in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
And might not have the access to instruction and things like that.
That's fantastic. I attended an event through the NAM Foundation just a month or so ago in Anaheim. They awarded $10,000 to, I believe the school is called Sunkissed Elementary. During the morning sessions, they brought in everything from guitar instructors to ukulele instructors, mariachi. It was beautiful, and the kids' faces said it all.
Absolutely. It's incredibly exciting, and we're working with some very big entities in the music industry. We're partnering with Playing for Change, which is extremely well known around mm-hmm. the world for bringing music for building music schools and so on. And I think that we'll soon be able to announce a couple of really exciting community-based music programs that we're going to be running in the next 6 months.
That would be great.
It's going to be really fun.
You know, it would be really fun if you did a drum circle on campus.
Well, if students are interested, we'd be happy to organize things like that.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I think that would be great.
And it's not and, like you need prerequisite, amazing drumming skills.
You know, that's one of the beautiful things about music is that anybody at any age can be involved.
Yeah.
So it is a universal language. And not only can you be involved, but you can also appreciate what other people are producing, even if they're from cultures that you've never really had much exposure to. So there's something about music that just moves people, it grabs people, they want to participate, and everybody can participate at some level in enjoying and creating music.
I love it. Do you know right now what kind of lessons will be available to students? Will it be things like ukulele, or what will be happening?
We know that there'll be a course mm-hmm. on the research side, the science of music,
okay.
that will be offered in a year. And then other activities are sort of going to evolve out of student interest.
Oh, that's great.
So we'll listen to students in April, and we'll start to build a program. We already know, we've talked to a number of students that they're interested in things like performance opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So we've set up some of those for students. And they also want to be able to teach kids who might benefit from some mentoring from people who already are pretty proficient. So we're setting that up as well.
That's great.
I think there's going to be lots of different ways for people to get involved over the next few months.
I wanted to ask you, when you were talking about the initiative, the Congo, has there been any footage of this? This sounds like an unbelievable documentary about what's been done.
There's tons of footage. In fact, we have lots of footage of all three of our sites. And our band from Kakuma, from Camp Kakuma, will be playing at one of the biggest music festivals in the world in
wow.
Denmark this July. So our partners in Congo and Nigeria are both, the organizations are both headed by filmmakers.
Oh, good.
So they've produced quite a lot of footage of our activities over the years.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
I feel that the students here at UCI eventually should see some of that. That's why I asked.
Absolutely. We're going to, we're in the process right now. This we just received this gift this year, and we're in the process right now of putting together the website. And the website will include access to a lot of film about mm-hmm. what we're doing.
Again, I'm so moved by this initiative, which is why I wanted to have you on, Professor, because I have done a lot of research on the mental health pandemic that we're in and how it was exacerbated by COVID. We already had a crisis before COVID. And what
right.
UCI is doing is groundbreaking. I really see it as a blueprint for other schools.
I think that would be fantastic. I think there's so much evidence that we make a huge mistake in our educational system in sort of minimizing the arts and overemphasizing the sciences. And really, we need both. We need science, and we also need culture. And
yes.
we need people to understand culture, to be able to produce culture, to share culture, and so on. And music is probably the most fundamental and universal form of culture.
Mm-hmm.
But whether you're taking photographs, sketching, acting, whatever, this is an important part of being a human being.
Yes.
And it's really important to young people that they have lots of opportunities to express themselves, to work out their identities. You know, the 20s, when you're in your 20s, that's a really tough period of time to figure out who you are and how and what sort of adult you're going to become.
Yes.
And you need that creative side of you, that artistic side of you, you need that to help you become the adult you want to be. So we're just trying to say, we should not be marginalizing this in our educational system. We should be centering it, and it should be complementing science and IT and so on. And that's what we aim to do. 100%. And I think if UCI can do it, it'll get lots of attention, I believe, around the world.
I would think so. You brought up an interesting point. You know, I think about how STEM and STEAM were adopted, and that's always been so important. But I also think how, you know, your intellect is not just math and science. It's other things. And you might be a student that doesn't have the best grades, like myself growing up, but you love guitar, and you can read music, and you can figure things out by ear. And that needs to be nurtured, because it's not just the skills that you're nurturing in college, but this is really a lifelong skill, right? That you can turn to music in times of trouble. You need comfort, and you can have this throughout your entire lifetime.
You know, you're absolutely right. And one of the beautiful things about music is it can be tremendously enjoyable, tremendously comforting when you're on your own and dealing with something on your own.
Yeah.
But it's also a way to connect to other people, a really wonderful way to connect to other people. And you can do it throughout your life.
Yes.
So it's really, really important. And you know, one of the things that research has confirmed is that people who are musicians are more likely to be successful as entrepreneurs, and they're more likely to lead and become the CEOs of large companies than people who are not musicians.
Fantastic.
So music doesn't just help you in terms of you know, the artistic side of you. It also positions you for success in other ways.
I want to thank you so much for calling in. Where can people find out more about you?
You have to go to my website, the Blum Center for Poverty Alleviation at UCI. But in about a month, we'll have a website for the Power of Music. And we'll make announcements, and hopefully everybody will visit that website and find out what we're doing.
Great. And I'll update the show blog as well, Professor.
That'd be fantastic.
Thank you so much for calling in. I've really enjoyed this.
Nice talking to you, Janine.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Be well. If you missed any part of my conversation with Professor Richard Matthew, it will be up on the show blog within an hour after I wrap, which is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. We are going to take a little break, and then I'm going to be joined by Professor Stephanie Reich, UCI Professor of Education and expert on youth and social media. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.